the whole scenario is not set up really for you to succeed perfectly, but you can set it up to where you can succeed imperfectly.
And now for something completely different.
Welcome to
Surrounded by Idiots
Radio
Podcast.
All right, you set, you got your coffee, you're all good, your drink, whatever it takes. This is the Surrounded by Idiots Radio Podcast. This is Tony Dufresne. I'm really glad to be with you. I'm really glad you were here. I just read something, and it was one of those things where, you know, when you read something and you're like, oh crap, why does this thing keep popping up? You see it in, and it's not just because social media or YouTube has your algorithm and they like feed you the same crap. I'm talking like from different places and, or from like going to the store and then seeing things. This one theme has been popping up a lot lately and for obvious reasons. And so I thought, well, I have incredible amounts of experience with this issue. And so why haven't I shared this up to this point? So let's do that. The issue is burnout, and it's burnout specifically from working at home. And I think this can also apply to stay-at-home moms as well, because God bless you, stay-at-home moms. Man, that's a job times five. So the same concept applies to that as well as somebody who has been working at home for quite some time and understands kind of the general aspect of it, as well as, and more importantly, for people who have had to do that to adjust to doing that because of COVID and having to stay at home and the distance issues. So let's jump into this. The theme of the show is how to prevent burnout working from home or being at home, say, stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, like I was, actually. I worked at home. I stayed at home. I raised my daughter, which leads into my overall experience. I have had my own business ever since I started doing business. I have had a real estate company since 1986, which is what, 137, 38 years ago? I've had also different businesses. I just kind of have that entrepreneurial thing. I've never been a clock puncher. I've never been a salary guy, like ever. So I've always had different businesses with different people and different partnerships, as well as my own different businesses. Overall, though, the main theme and the main thing that I've always dealt with is this real estate business, which I still have because it's kick ass. And I've been doing it for so long that I can do that and this and my coaching and my therapy sessions with my clients at the same time. So it's like a perfect situation. All that being said, I have incredible amounts of experience in terms of working at home and burnout. And really the reasons why burnout happens in stay-at-home situations, be it work or be it a stay-at-home parent. And the reason being is because the setup, the system is not optimal for you or your mental health. Because let's be honest, burnout really is just prolonged stress. It's a chronic stress situation that eats at you bit by bit, piece by piece, until you just go postal and jump out the window. So the key to dealing with how to prevent burnout at home is to understand home is not where you were before. Home should not be compared to any other office aspect or any other part of life aspect when it comes down to, you know, at-home parents. It's a totally different gig, and I think a lot of times people slip into the at-home thing and they have this, because they don't know, they have this notion that I'm just going to have my desk and have my computer and it'll just be the same thing as being at the office, which is totally not the case at all. Because when you're at home, now you have two worlds colliding, and the world at home colliding, especially if you have kids at home, and especially after going through this whole COVID thing where they couldn't go to school, then there's a time issue. And it's a matter of finding some sort of a system and understanding that you can't fit everything into the same box. And so sometimes you got to leave some things out and some things go somewhere. So the first thing to do in understanding burnout is it is a stress situation and it's something that is significant. And you really, really, really have to take that into consideration and be okay with the fact that this is a stressful situation. And as much as you try to replicate your situation at the office, at home, it will never be the same. It's a totally different gig. So allow yourself the understanding that you should not just flow into this and everything just pick up at the same speed that you were operating on at the time that everything got all jacked up. The overall arcing theme on creating, on how to prevent burnout working from home is to find your happy place. And it's not like, and I'm not talking Cabo. What I'm talking is finding your balance at home where your priorities are set, as well as just taking a look at everything that needs to be taken care of at the same time. And if you're in, there's a number of different situations. If you're in a situation where you're at home and you're single, or you're an empty nester like myself, if I was in the office and I came home, it's a matter of setting things up. But the key here is setting things up comfortably. And that doesn't mean setting them up just like the office, because the office is a totally different dynamic. People hold their concept in terms of very linear, same process, same productivity. I am going to set it up exactly the same. It's almost like, you know, taking an office replication service and just kind of creating that in your house. Terrible idea, because you hold yourself up to the expectation it's going to end up being the same, and there should be no reason why you shouldn't be as productive, which is going to set yourself up for total failure, and it does. So find your happy place in terms of a comfortable environment, someplace that has the amount of light, maybe similar to your office, someplace that has the amount of accessibility to the bathroom, or accessibility to things the same as your office, something that's relatively similar, but obviously not the same. Mix it up is another huge, huge thing, because a lot of people say, how do you do it? I'm at the computer, and then all of a sudden it's 5 or 6 hours later and I'm still at the computer. My back is killing me. My eyes are shot. And especially with, this is the stay at home parent thing. You find yourself so focused and so involved in the fire that you have to stamp out, which is the toddler or the kids that are at home, because they're constantly needing attention and they're constantly destroying things. So if you take a look, if you're always focused on that, you're never focused on the other things that need to get done for that sense of balance and for the sense of just getting things done, like the laundry or running out and taking care of some small errands, or vacuuming, or emptying the dishwasher. Mixing it up is a very, very important thing. And it's very simple to do, as long as you understand at the very beginning, when you have some downtime or when you need to take your break. And I've heard people saying, oh, take breaks every 10 minutes, take breaks every 20 minutes. That may be the most healthy way or the most balanced way. But I'm going to be honest with you. I've been doing this for like 37 some odd years. I don't do that, because I get involved in something and I just keep going. Now, I don't keep going for like 5 or 6 hours, because I have, over the many years I've been doing this, have established almost like a subconscious ritual or habit. And what I'll do is I'll jump into something and I'll do like an hour or so. And then I will set it up during the day to where I've got to empty the dishwasher, or I've got something happening to where I'm going to jump up and I'm going to take care of it, like unloading the laundry or putting it in, or running over and grabbing some gas, or running over and getting something at the store. That thing that you need to kind of like balance things out, so where you're not sitting there in a foreign environment because you're not used to being at home, and then sitting there and locking yourself in, that'll be burnout 110%. The other thing is any form of stress release. The thing that I always integrate into my program is a workout. It doesn't have to be a long workout. Some days it's only 10 minutes. Some days it's 30 minutes or 40 minutes that I can do it at home. Now that things are starting to open up, I'm going to start running over to the gym and doing that. It's about integrating those things, but being aware and making sure that you do them. If you need an alarm clock or a sticky note reminder on your computer to do those things, then just do that. But the fact of the matter is, do not hold yourself up to the expectations that you're in the office, because you're not. Do not hold yourself up to the expectations that every single thing will get done, especially if you're working at home with kids. Kids are the monkey wrench of all monkey wrenches when it comes to productivity. So just be cool with your level of productivity based upon what you're trying to do. You're trying to spin like 8 plates at the same time. It's not like spinning one. You can keep that sucker going forever, and you don't really have to pay that much attention to it. But if you got 8 plates on sticks and you're trying to spin all those plates, man, those things are like wobbling and falling and all over the place. But the thing is that that's just what it is. The whole scenario is not set up really for you to succeed perfectly. But you can set it up to where you can succeed imperfectly, or you can do the best you possibly can. And then at the end of the day, not beat yourself up for having a plate fall here and there. So the bottom line in the last chapter in the book is kill the perfectionism, kill the expectations, because that's the thing that's driving the burnout, driving the stress, driving the meltdowns. And the fact that when your husband or your wife come home, or somebody comes home that has not had to deal with that all day long, and then they start just rambling on about whatever, you don't go full on ballistic on them and just displace all that energy on them. Because as you well know, that's not the best relationship tactic. And more times than not, that's not going to end well. So the key to burnout is understanding it's a different gig, accepting that it's a different gig, and then setting up some sort of a system where you balance out all of the things that you do during the day. And you give it a shot, and it's not going to end up 100%, but at least you gave it a shot and pick up the next day and keep moving forward. That's it. It's kind of a short show because it was only off on one sticky note, but I thought that was important because I've lived that life for so long, and I've made it a very successful and productive system. And so if you have any questions on that system, or if you want more in-depth detail on how I do those things, you can always get a hold of me at tony@javabud.com, J-A-V-A-B-U-D. You can go to sbirpodcast.com to listen to any of the other podcasts that I have had over the last 6 years, which is almost 300 now. Any other questions or concerns, you know where to get a hold of me, tony@javabud.com. If you have Alexa, you can go and download me as a flash briefing. I hope things are great. I will talk to you next week. Bye.